country delegations, NGOs, and industry representatives ultimately agreed to produce a United Nations draft treaty by November. That should keep things on track to produce a final version by the target deadline of late 2024. According to a 2022 Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development report, plastic waste could triple by 2060, with about half ending up in landfills and only about one-fifth recycled. Dr. Purva Prava Patil represents the Global Youth Coalition on Plastic Pollution. It's an organization that fights plastic pollution. She called on the delegates to move faster to cut plastic waste.
We are deeply concerned by the prolonged delay and confusion in reaching a substantive discussion. We implore you to prioritize urgency and commit to expediting the negotiation process. We urge you to shift the focus from reactive measures to prevention strategies with constituent groups and observers. Finally, we urge all delegates to rise above the delays, the confusion, and the narrow focus on recycling and voluntary measures.
Some countries like Norway and Rwanda joined environmental groups in calling for an end to plastic pollution by 2040 by slashing production and limiting some chemicals used in making plastics. But other countries like Saudi Arabia, Russia, and China oppose moving too quickly on cutting plastic production. Dr. Patel with the Global Youth Coalition on Plastic Pollution expressed concern that the petroleum industry and some petroleum-producing countries could water down the treaty.
We need an ambitious treaty with legally binding global goals to end plastic pollution by 2035, one that takes into account the entire life cycle of plastic and leaves no room for ambiguity and violations. Let's extend producer and importer responsibilities and hold them accountable for the damage they continue to make. Let's not forget that health, both of our planet and our people, are non-negotiable.
Relin Martin represents the International Chamber of Commerce. It's the world's largest business organization, representing millions of companies in more than 100 countries. She said global business community supports an agreement to cut plastic pollution, but said only an agreement that is acceptable to all the interested parties would have a chance of succeeding.
We now look to parties to build on the foundation set this week for an ambitious treaty that can help guide business actions and investments at the required scale and speed and across entire value chains, and enable business to become positive drivers of a circular economy for plastics.
This week's talk were the second of five rounds of meeting on reaching an agreement. Delegates at the Intergovernmental Negotiating Committee for Plastics must now put together a first draft before their next meeting in Kenya in November. For KPFA News, I'm Gilles Martel.